This presentation has been previously broadcast.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray for those with suicidal ideations, those struggling with anxiety and depression. Let's pray for an end to this pandemic. All right, let's pray for you. I have a couple intentions I'd like to lead off with today as we begin, once again, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And we'd like to pray for Kathy and Rich Graham. They're friends of my wife. And Rich has COVID. He's actually in the hospital, and he's not doing well, and he's a relatively young guy, you know, not aware of any comorbidities, but he's struggling. His mother-in-law is also in the hospital. So this girl, Kathy, can't be with her husband or her mother because they're both in the hospital with COVID. So kind of a tough situation there. And I pray for their healing and their prompt recovery. I also want to lift up an intention that came in here. This person says, hey, thank you and all your colleagues for what you do. I'm praying this Divine Mercy Novena with you, and I'll pray day six in just a moment. Since 2019, I've been defending my marriage against my wife's effort to annul our marriage. In December of 2016, she abandoned our marriage of 12 years over a Facebook friend. Drew, the anxiety and depression that I suffer over this has finally, emotionally and psychologically just crippled me. I can barely function. Her efforts are in full swing, and I've had to hire a canon lawyer to help. Please pray for an unsuccessful annulment and a second chance to be with my wife. And I will keep their names anonymous, but I am grateful that you wrote to me, and I am more than delighted to pray for you, and I will certainly be doing that as well. So let's lift up some of these heavy intentions that a lot of people are carrying. I want to give you a quick bit of good news here, too. And we had received an email a couple weeks ago, wasn't that long ago, from a woman. And the woman wrote to me, she says, Drew, I've tried numerous times to get through during the chaplet. And she says there was a 15-year-old girl by the name of Brooke that has been missing. She went missing in about February. Police were notified, no clues anywhere to where she disappeared. And she was a student at Reno High School in Nevada. And she called into the chaplet. She asked everybody to pray. And, you know, when somebody's missing more than 48 hours, then it rolls into weeks, and then it rolls into a month, you think for a young high school girl like this, she probably came to a nefarious end. Well, you got great news to celebrate. And this chaplet is unbelievable when it comes to returning the kidnapped, the abducted, the missing, you know, the lost. This person says, thanks be to God. This girl has now been returned to home. She says, I don't have all the details, but I just wanted to let everybody who prayed know. Another answered prayer. So let's thank God for the way he works, both visibly, invisibly, our time, you know, sometimes in his own time. So I'm just grateful for another answered prayer. So let's pray today. Today is day six of our novena to the Divine Mercy. And if you are praying with me, I'm so glad to have you here. The Lord asks us today to bring the meek and humble souls, souls of little children, and immerse them in his mercy. He said these souls most closely resembled his heart, that they strengthened him during his bitter agony. He told St. Faustina, he said, I saw them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars, and I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is capable of receiving my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. And I love that. It's a call for all of us to be humble. I met a mystic one time who said to me, she said, Drew, humility is the crystal bridge that leads you to heaven. I never forgot it. The Virgin Mary appeared in an apparition once, and I was given a message. And the Virgin Mary, part of her message, I won't reveal it all, but she said something to me. This is years, years ago. She said, my son, be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. She said it four times to me. My wife doesn't let me forget that. So I pray for that grace all the time, you know, for the gift of being having a humble heart. We all should, because as the Lord had said here, only a humble soul is capable of receiving my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. So let's pray the prayer. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls, all souls of little children, for these souls send all of heaven into ecstasy. They are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are the sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in your most compassionate heart, O Jesus, and they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek souls, upon humble souls, upon little children who are enfolded in the abode of your most compassionate heart. These souls bear the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance rises from the earth and reaches your very throne. Father of mercy and of all goodness, I beg you, by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them, to bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And I'm in studio today with my colleague, Amy. Normally joins us on Tuesday. She's here Wednesday. And as I always do, I invite you to pray for anything you may want, Amy.
Thank you, Drew. I just would like to pray for Relevant Radio and also for my family and kids.
All right. I'll re-echo that, too. And Jake, you said you had an intention.
I got a request to pray for Peter. He's been diagnosed with cancer and is having surgery tomorrow, so we're lifting him up today.
All right, we'll lift him up. And all those with cancer, let's take our first call, too. Marilyn can join us on this decade. Long Beach, California. Marilyn, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi. I'd like to pray for a Florencia Cruz, who is 7 years old. Her liver and kidneys shut down. For that little rapper you were telling us about with the satanic shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And all those who were involved with the movie Unholy.
All right, great intentions. Thank you. We'll pray for Little Nas. We'll pray for that movie Unholy. All those who are using their gifts and their talents in a way that draws souls away from God, that does not glorify Him. And then for all your intentions there, Marilyn, I want to lift them up for your family friend and kidney problems. And Lord, I just give you her intentions. I unite them to all who now cry out to you with their prayers as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Mary's listening in Menasha, Wisconsin. Hi, Mary. Good afternoon.
Hi. Could everyone please pray for my 40-year-old niece, Tricia, who's in the hospital waiting for the arrival of a heart from somebody that just died, and it's a match for a transplant.
Okay.
Guide got doctor's hands and pray things go perfectly. And also pray for the soul of the donor and their family.
Beautiful prayer. And you know, this chaplet, again, I seem to have a charism with these intentions, the kidnapped, the lost, the missing, but also transplants. And we'll pray right now for successful surgery, that the body does not reject that organ. We'll pray for those who have lost their lives. We don't know the day or the hour God calls us home, but we pray for the soul of this individual in particular who was an organ donor. Lord, be merciful. Hear our prayers. Hear this prayer as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Chula Vista, California next. Julie, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I just wanted to ask for prayers for a friend at our parish. Her son went missing yesterday. He left the house early in the morning, yesterday morning, and he hasn't been, you know, we just want to pray for his safe return and he's unharmed.
Yeah, how old is he, do you know?
He's 14.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's put him in the hands of the Lord right now. Yeah. As I said, seems to be a charism with this particular intention, Julie. So, Lord, I pray for this young boy, 14 years of age, that nothing malicious, nefarious, or evil has happened to him, and he can be returned safely to his family. I pray for his family who are so distraught. We call upon St. Joseph and Our Lady in particular. They know what it was like to go and to have lost their son for a period of time. And I just ask for reunions and their intercession right now. And Lord, I ask for your mercy on this particular intention. I pray for those also, Lord, that have left their marriages, those who have left the church. I just lift these souls up as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Thomas, listening in Elmhurst, Illinois. Try to get that out. Hi, Thomas. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to put in an intention for my dad, who has an autoimmune liver disease, and he went to the hospital 2 weeks ago, and his body went into septic shock, and he needs a liver, and yeah, I'd just like to put an intention for him. He's a father of four, and my mom's been at the hospital with him the last 2 weeks.
Well, you hang in there, Thomas, okay? We'll pray for your mom, too, in a special way. But let's pray for your father. It seems that that is the current that's running through the show again today. We see this repetition of prayer, and Heavenly Father, I just offer you the body and blood of your Son. I just ask, by virtue of our prayers, the promises you gave to St. Faustina in this chaplet and in this great hour, that you allow many miracles to take place. I pray for anyone who has sepsis, anybody who is rejecting vital organs. I want to pray for anyone in organ failure right now, but I pray in particular for Thomas's dad, that you, in a divine way, just intercede here and allow a miracle to take place. We pray for his health and his recovery. And I pray for Thomas and his family and all those who find themselves in very critical conditions, those who are in the hospital right now, separated from their loved ones, those fighting for their life. And Lord, I do pray for those approaching the threshold of eternal life, that you will meet them as a merciful Savior, not as a just judge. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion, Passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Terry. I'll see if I can get a couple calls in here in this last decade. Terry in Milwaukee, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I'd like to say a prayer for my adult autistic son and for all those who have autism and for their families and to let them know how loved and brave they are.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, thank you, Terry, for calling. And, of course, as I had spoke about a little bit earlier in the broadcast, this is Autism Awareness Month. And let's pray for all those parents now. It used to be that one in 150 births were born autistic, and now we're seeing that number down to 1 in 54. So I want to pray for any mother who's pregnant right now, concerned about problems that they have right now with their child or their pregnancy. I want to pray for Terry and for her adult autistic son. And I pray for the respect and the dignity that those who have autism deserve. And I just ask for blessings and fulfillment for them. Martha is listening in Texas. I'll let her join our intention here, too, this final tacket. Martha, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I was just calling. I've called a few times for my husband when we were dating, when we got married, and then when we had a miscarriage, and he was saying he wanted a divorce. We got into marriage counseling. We were doing so much better, but he committed suicide 2 months ago.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry, Martha.
I just went and prayed for his soul, please.
Yeah, I know how much you loved him. I'm so sorry. But I want you to be at peace. I want you to trust in the mercy of God. You know, and with somebody who takes their life, as your husband did, you know there is a grave psychological disturbance there. And the church understands that. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is very clear on this. You know, there's grave hardship or suffering or psychological disturbance. Don't despair, the church says. Don't despair of the eternal salvation of your husband, okay, or any person who's taken their lives. Because by the ways known to God alone, you know, God can provide that that soul the opportunity for repentance, and he can invite that soul to embrace him in those final hours. And I often share what St. Faustina has written about suicide. You know, she wrote in her diary, and I take such comfort in this, and I hope anyone who's lost a loved one will take comfort in this, that the Lord will reach out multiple times, even though a person's at the point of death, the soul, you know, even though it's steeped in darkness and despair, all's not lost, St. Faustina said. She says that's not the case at all. Christ comes three times to a soul and exerts its mercy on the soul. And of course, the soul can reject that final grace. But I believe many souls don't. I believe they accept that. And, you know, you can read that in diary entry 1486. But I pray for those who've lost loved ones by suicide. And I just ask for mercy on their souls. I pray for all those in purgatory, but I pray in particular for Martha, who loved her husband so deeply and who struggled so deeply and now suffering the bitter loss of his passing. And I just pray for mercy, Lord, and I just give you the needs, wants, desires, intentions of all those who pray for me, all those who face tragedy and loss, those, Lord, who wonder why sometimes life is the way it is. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments. We may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
All you holy innocent,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, Martha, you hang in there. I know that our spiritual family here is praying for you. All right, I know it's a difficult time for you, but know how deeply you're loved and how deeply you're cared for, and I just can't imagine what you're going through, but you're not alone. I know a lot of people have drank from that bitter chalice, and things will get better, and count on my prayers personally for you. I mean, really count on those prayers, in particular, and the prayers of our spiritual family here. If you are in need of prayer, you can always write to us, drew@relevantradio.com, and we will pray for you. I promise you that. And I'd love to hear about your answered prayers, too. If God has worked a miracle in your life, if that lost person has been returned, if that cancer has disappeared, if that healing has taken place, that financial blessing has come your way, just send me a quick email, drew@relevantradio.com. In the byline, put answered prayer, and then tell me your story, okay? Love to hear from you. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about Divine Mercy. The great feast of Divine Mercy is right around the corner. In fact, it's coming up this Sunday, and I'm going to be joined by Father Rocky. We're going to have a special Divine Mercy celebration. You know, the Lord told St. Faustina, on that day, the floodgates of his mercy are open, the whole torrents of grace flow. And Father and I will be leading that celebration. I'll be praying the chapel live, so you can join me on that day. And it's a day I personally witnessed a great miracle that took place with somebody I knew and loved and been praying for. It was an impossible situation, and yet God allowed that miracle to take place. I think miracles happen on that day in particular. So join us for that day, and don't forget the last few days to get my book. There's only a few days left, and very few copies remain. It's now off from the printer and will be soon shipped. So if you have not signed up yet, it's free, no shipping, no handling, no strings attached. I like to say that because there's no strings. We just want you to know God's mercy and to learn about the chaplet and the feast and all the other beautiful things that the Lord revealed to St. Faustina. It's yours. Just go to relevantradio.com and sign up for it. Relevantradio.com. We'll send it right to your door, okay? And if you've already signed up, get somebody else to do it so they have the book as well, okay? All right, I'm going to take a short pause. We'll be back with more right after this.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime. On Twitter, @DrewMarianiShow.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit RelevantRadio.com/Forester.
Let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy. They have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me.
You are not alone. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
You are not alone, that's for sure. You know, my heart goes out to that last caller who lost her husband and took his life by suicide. And it's so hard to get your head around that. And I know personally you probably think, wow, I could have done more. I should have done more. I should have saw the signs. And I can't beat yourself up. And we also have to realize a lot of this is often, exacerbated by mental illness, by addiction, by the circumstances of life where a person is not thinking clearly and doesn't think there's a way out of their situation. Divine Mercy is such a, it's such a blessing, isn't it? I mean, I hope you feel the way I do towards it. The suicide rate in our country is up, and that's a tragedy. It continues to rise, unfortunately, and COVID has not helped that. As Dr. Richard Fitzgibbons, who was with me a little bit earlier, was pointing out, all this isolation is not good. And people losing their jobs, suffering economically, losing loved ones. I mean, it's a hard, hard time. It really is. And so that means suicide is touching so many families. And you could hear it in that last caller, the pain, just unbelievable pain. And for survivors, you have to grapple with the pain. You've got to deal with the guilt. And it can leave you literally grieving for years. It can. It's a difficult situation. No, you're not alone. We are going to be praying for you, okay? And we are here for you. We are going to pray. There is a way out of the trap. There's a way out of that misery. There's a way out of that agony. And it is through the mercy of God. It is through the mercy of God. And I'm joined today by somebody who knows that very well. Dr. Brian Thatcher joins me, a very gifted surgeon and a man who dedicated his life to the message of mercy. I have so much respect for him and his willingness to leave behind his medical practice and make his life mission, the mission of bringing God's mercy and the message of mercy to those in need. And, of course, he's helped people from Samoa to Cuba to our own country and of course, founded the Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy. And it's just such a delight to share some time with him today. And Dr. Thatcher, thanks for all that you do. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Drew.
Brian, I had a very powerful call just a moment ago. We were praying the chapel as we do every afternoon here, and the last caller prayed for her newly wed husband. Really, they weren't married that long. And he ended up taking his life by suicide. Can you address that? For those who've lost somebody, you know, through accident, through tragedy, or maybe by their own hand, how does the mercy of God apply to that?
You know, Faustina even wrote in her diary that at the moment of death, Jesus appears like one last time and asks the soul if they want to come with him. And a person in a suicide mentality, you know, we don't understand mental illness well at all. One of my first rotations was in a mental hospital, and obviously something's not right. And we're just in the infancy stage in understanding the brain, neurotransmitters, mental health issues, and I think all we can do is, again, the only thing we can rely on, we just have to turn everything over to the mercy of God. I tell my kids all the time, you know, we can't judge people, because it seems in life, I look at different people. Some of my classmates 50 years ago, we were all dealt a different deck of cards. Some of them got aces and kings and the jacks, and some got nines and tens. And God really doesn't reward for those results if you've got all aces. And some people have it much, much rougher than I ever will. Yeah. And I just like to comfort the poor woman and tell her that we have adoration chapels all over the world praying every hour during adoration for those sick and those dying in that hour. They're interceding, they're standing in the way, and they're pleading with Jesus for his mercy on that sinner. And Jesus loves all of us, and I've read a lot of books, and it's not church teaching that suicide, the person's going to hell. That's not the case. We just have to count on God's mercy and keep praying, and you know, life goes on, and soon we'll see our loved ones again, but it's so difficult. My heart just goes out.
Yeah,
but,
there's no doubt about
the
it.
The antidote to all this is God's mercy.
It really is. My guest today is Dr. Brian Thatcher. If you want to join us, feel free to dial in. Our toll-free number here is 888-914-9149. I thought maybe we'd spend a little time just talking about God's mercy. The Great Feast of Mercy is coming up. Of course, one of the things I've always appreciated about Dr. Thatcher was the great ministry that he founded, the Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy. And Dr., you and I know, Faustina had such incredible Eucharistic experiences. She really did. She often saw rays of our Lord's mercy coming from the host. She had many Eucharistic experiences. And this is a great place to find healing, to meet the Lord. If you are struggling in some way, it's a great way to pray as well. So let me ask you just to expand on that, if you could, a little bit. The Faustina and her relationship with the Eucharist. Then we could talk Feast of Mercy coming up here, too.
Okay. Well, first of all, she loved the Eucharist so much, and she even added to her name Saint Maria, not saint at that time, but Maria Faustina of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And when she would be walking outside her chapel in the convent outside Krakow, in other convents where she'd be transferred, she would actually genuflect outside towards the chapel, you know, as a gesture of reverence to Jesus inside. And our logo is Eucharistic Apostles of the Divine Mercy is actually the host with the rays of blood and water emanating from the host. She actually had that vision on several occasions. In Diary 370, she wrote in her diary, "I saw the rays issuing from the monstrance and spreading throughout the church. This lasted all through the service. After the benediction, the rays shone out to both sides and returned again to the monstrance. Their appearance was bright and transparent, and I asked Jesus that he deign to light the fire of his love in all souls that were cold. Beneath these rays, a heart will grow warm, even if it were like a block of ice, even if it were hard as a rock, they'll crumble into dust."
Wow.
And as we approach this Feast of Mercy, that's what we hope. People can look at that image, and their heart of stone will turn to a heart of love. Because Jesus said on the road to Calvary, the souls that wounded his heart the most were the lukewarm souls.
Wow.
So that's why, as Eucharistic Apostles, our logo is the host with the rays of blood and water.
Wow.
But another fascinating entry, actually, of all the entries in the diary, I think this is probably my favorite. It was actually during a holy hour. And Faustina wrote in entry 684, "Jesus allowed me to enter the cenacle," which of course was the upper room where the Last Supper took place, where he appeared after he rose from the dead, and where Pentecost happened. And she wrote, "I was a witness to what happened there. I was most deeply moved when before the consecration, Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and entered into a mysterious conversation with his Father. It's only in eternity that we shall really understand that moment. His eyes were like two flames. His face was radiant, white as snow. His whole personage full of majesty. His soul was longing. At the moment of consecration, love rested satiated. It was filled up. The sacrifice fully made it. Now only the external ceremony of death will be carried out, but the essence was in the cenacle." Now, I want to explain that the way Father Mykolenko explained that passage to me years ago. He said, "You know, Brian," he said, "Holy Thursday and Good Friday are two parts, really, of a single act." He said, in this passage, imagine yourself at the Last Supper, and Jesus offered himself in the Eucharist. Faustina wrote, "The essence is in the cenacle." That was the meat of the whole thing. That was the essence. Now, only the external ceremony, the sacrifice, the human body had to be sacrificed because we humans, from our human eyes, need to see Jesus give his body out of love for us. But he actually did it. The essence spiritually was Holy Thursday in the Eucharist. An incredible passage. And when you think about it, Faustina only had 2 winters of education. Yeah. She could barely read or write.
Yeah.
In such a deeply theologically and profound statement, just speaks to the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. We'll grab a few telephone calls. If you want to join us, 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Let's go to, I guess, Carolina. She was first in, listening to us in Santa Barbara, California. Hi, Carolina. Carolina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, so my question is this. I missed starting the novena on the day that they were supposed to start, mm-hmm. and, you know, in order to have the plenitentiary indulgences. And can the indulgences or can benefit of the Divine Mercy Sunday be still obtained without praying the novena, because I'm already too late with start the novena by that time.
Yeah. And Brian, I'll let you answer that, but yes, okay, and you follow up. I mean, Carolina, you don't need to pray the novena in order to tap into the extraordinary Divine Mercy Sunday promise. The Lord requested just 2 things, the Eucharist, you go to confession and receive the Eucharist. But Brian, I'll let you expand on the Feast of Mercy promise.
You said it perfectly and succinctly, the novena is not a requirement to receive the graces of Mercy Sunday. As Drew mentioned, the requirements are to go to confession a few weeks before. Some theologians even say after. If you can't, things are kind of disarray with COVID, but you go to Mass, you can watch it over the internet. You can receive a spiritual communion if you can't receive communion by going to Mass. The Lord gives this day of tremendous grace, and he doesn't set the obstacles so high that no one could receive them. You know, this again is the God of mercy. So very few requirements, and on that day, it's as if we receive a second baptism. You know, as Catholics, we believe that to see God, the soul must be white as snow. And that's how our soul was after baptism. But through sin, we go to confession, our sins are forgiven, but there's still a stain on our soul, and that place or time of purification we call purgatory, but on the Feast of Mercy, it's like the great school teacher, all our sins, the punishments due, is on the chalkboard, and he wipes them all clean. And if we were to die on Mercy Sunday, we would go straight to heaven, and it's just a day of incredible grace.
Yeah, and I had a woman who wrote to me last night. I remember sitting on my couch checking my inbox, and she's like, I'm homebound. I can't get out, or they have COVID, and they can't go. And to your point, Brian, God is mercy, and it's his greatest attribute, right? He is love and mercy itself. And, you know, I said to her, you know, make a spiritual communion. Participate. Father Rocky and I are going to be doing a Divine Mercy celebration online at 3 o'clock. We're going to pray the rosary. We're going to have some other spiritual I guess, treasures or benefits for you that day. I think exposition is going to be done, and I don't know what else Father has up his sleeve right now, but we will have a spiritual day for you. And, you know, you can join virtually on the radio. You can do it over the web. You can, of course, when you get a chance to get to confession, please go ahead and do that. The Lord understands, you know, the limitations. But when it comes to confession, I always try to go as close as I can, Doctor, to the actual day. You know, but I know that, I think it was Father Servan said, you know, it could be 8 days, give or take. I mean, you do have a window, because I know on that day, if everybody who wanted to go to confession wanted to go, there'd be no way everyone could go, because there aren't enough priests to handle that. But what are your thoughts on the timing, or, you know, how soon to confession? And I don't like to give hard limits, 8 days, you know, I just, because I know God is mercy, but give me your take.
Father used to tell me, within 2 weeks, but again, it's funny, because if we say 2 weeks, humans, we're so,
14 days.
We try and stretch it, you know, then we go, well, what if it's 14 days and 2 hours?
Exactly.
You know, and so just do your best. God understands. He's a loving God. He can read our hearts. So just do your best to try and go, and don't worry about it. We can't get so caught up in the rules and regulations, because we have a God of unfathomable mercy whose love and mercy we'll never be able to comprehend.
So well said. I could not agree with you more. Let's grab a few more calls here. A lot of people want to join the conversation. Let me go to Betty Ann in California. You're a doctor. You might be able to help her on this one. Betty Ann, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Betty Ann.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My daughter was pregnant, and she went to a medieval torture museum in San Diego while she was there, and I begged her not to go. Now, her son was born tongue-tied. He doesn't speak. And she got pregnant right away after, and the other baby doesn't speak as well. So I was wondering, I know in my heart that she shouldn't have gone, and that affected the baby. But I just pray for the consecration of St. Joseph and the Divine Mercy that somebody will speak Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I think we can bring some clarity to you. You heard all that, right, Doctor?
It was a little broken up. I'm sorry.
So let me explain what she said. Her daughter went to a medieval torture museum, and she got pregnant shortly afterwards, or was pregnant when she went there, and the child, according to Betty Ann, is born with some sort of speech impediment. She said he's tongue-tied. I'm not quite sure what that means. And Betty Ann's concerned that, you know, maybe it was that visit to the museum that caused that. And Betty, I want you to be at peace. I don't believe that was it at all. But, Doctor, you're the physician. You can explain this to her.
Well, I don't believe that was the case either. But at the same point in time, we are followers and believers of Jesus Christ, and I would just continue to pray and just in the name of Jesus Christ, any spirits that might be around, I don't think they are, but, you know, cover your bases and tell them in the name of Jesus to get out of there. And Jesus is a God of love, and I'm sure over time, I suspect that they'll be able to work out this problem. And it's, you know, birth is such an incredible thing. The body is so complicated. Cells get pregnant within a few weeks. You got 32, 64, 128 cells, and they're all moving around in different places, forming this organ and that organ, and things can sometimes go wrong. And we just have to see how this plays out, but continue to pray and trust in God's mercy. And I really do think that it'll be worked out. Technology's improving in those areas, and I think everything will work
Betty out. Ann, keep praying, okay? I've got to take a short pause. When we come back, we'll grab a few more telephone calls. My guest, Dr. Brian Thatcher, founder of the Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy, talking about Divine Mercy as we're rapidly approaching the Great Feast of Mercy. All things mercy today. We'll be right back. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, boy, that brings me back to my junior prom or senior prom, a little journey, right? That song was played so much. Some of you could probably relate to that, right? Hey, it's good to have you here with a little journey there to bring us back. Thanks, Jake. We are on a journey, right? We're on a journey towards our eternal home. If you're just joining me today, we are talking about Divine Mercy. This Sunday, the Great Feast of Divine Mercy is underway, and our Lord told St. Faustina that on that day, the very depths of his tender mercy are open, and that he's going to pour out a whole ocean of grace on souls who approach the fount of his mercy. It's an extraordinary day, and while I'll be talking much more about it, I'm sure, tomorrow and Friday, and a couple of things. You have to go to confession, receive communion, and the Lord promised that you would receive. You shall obtain, he said, complete forgiveness of all your sin and the temporal punishment, the punishment that is due for that. And it's something we can always dive into. I'm joined today by Dr. Brian Thatcher, the founder of the Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy. And let's grab a call or two here for you, Doctor, before we move along. We'll go to Mary in Leland, North Carolina. Hi, Maria. Good afternoon.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for this program and for the focus on Divine Mercy.
You're welcome.
And to the doctor whose Eucharistic apostolate is focusing on Divine Mercy. And I just had a comment to also add. He said that his apostolate prays for the dying, you know, that Jesus would come as the merciful Savior, not the just judge. And I have a kind of addition to add that to validate it, even because a friend of mine's dear aunt was passing, was dying in the hospital. And when she said she had to go with her family, I told her I would take her younger children at the time. They were my children's age as well. I would watch them, even though I wanted to go with her to be there to pray for her aunt at the time, you know, that she was preparing to enter into eternity. But I took her children instead, and she went to the hospital, my friend. And while the children were playing, I went up to my room, and I got on my knees to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I invoked St. Faustina and said, you know, I know that you're not just a physical person, you're a spiritual person, you know, you are mm-hmm. with God. And you in life would bilocate and pray, you know, at the bedside of the dying. And I asked her to, you know, to join my prayer and to lift my prayer up to pray for this woman who was dying. And when my friend came home to my house to pick up her children at the very end of the evening, mm-hmm. she said, in fact, her aunt had passed away. But she said it was such a blessing. It was a beautiful journey to heaven. And I asked her, you know, what do you mean? And she said, well, she said just before her aunt passed, she said a respiratory technician came in and he said he would like to lead them in the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Oh, wow.
And my friend, who is also a, you know, an advocate of the Divine Mercy in St. Faustina, she was so grateful you know, to hear that. And she said this respiratory technician was told her that he was from Peterborough, New Hampshire, and that Peterborough and Wilson, New Hampshire, had combined, and the new parish that it was combined with.
Maria, I've got a moment or two left. I don't mean to cut you off, but can maybe just bring us to the very end?
Right. This technician, the church that he came from, his church, his home church, was called Divine Mercy Parish, and it was a new parish that was combined when two churches were twinned together. And I thought, what an amazing thing that a technician would come in and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It might have been more probable he would come in and pray a rosary, but to pray the chaplet, to lead the chaplet, was something that I thought a complete answer to prayer.
It really is. And such, we know there's so many promises associated. The Lord said, by our entreaties, by our prayers of this of the chaplet, many souls, you know, their eternal salvation may depend upon it. So we should be praying for the sick and the dying. Doctor, you and I were talking during the break too, not just about the sick and the dying, because I know your ministry is also dedicated to that, but to those who are alone, and maybe you can share with others what you were sharing with me.
Well, in this time of COVID, there's so much psychological duress. People aren't able to see their loved ones. People are dying alone. And read a quote, dire entry, 320. Faustina was coming back from adoration, and she said, after adoration, halfway to my cell, I was surrounded by a pack of huge black dogs who were jumping and howling and trying to tear me to pieces. I realized they were not dogs, but demons. One of them spoke up in a rage, because you have snatched so many souls away from me this night, I will tear you to pieces. And she said, if that's the will of the merciful God, then so be it, for God is ever holy. To these words, all the demons answered as one, let us flee, for she is not alone. The Almighty is with her. So when we have the love of God in our hearts and we carry Jesus in our hearts, you know, we have to remember we are royalty. When we receive Holy Communion, Jesus is circulating in our veins, and he's the King of Kings. And we are not alone. From a human perspective, we are. But Jesus is always there with us. And where he is, his mother, and Saint Joseph, all the angels and saints. One of my prayers is a favorite prayer as a child was, may I die like you, Saint Joseph, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. So we're not alone, Drew.
All right. Cynthia in Austin, we only have a couple moments. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just have a question. In my work with the homeless community, it's always just like, oh, I need to know, how do I give them? I give them the Divine Mercy message, but how can they receive the great gifts from the Feast of Mercy? And our non-Catholic friends, it's so important. And I'm just like, how do I do this?
Well, remember, Jesus didn't come just for Catholics. He came for the whole world. And we have a little different church teachings than they do. You know, they don't have confession, but they certainly can confess to Jesus in their heart. And they don't have the Eucharist. But I think one thing you can do is to give them an image and just have them recite in their lower moments or struggles or times of anxiety and fear, Jesus, I trust in you, and I turn my life over to you. That's what he wants from all of us. He just doesn't want a word. He doesn't want a few minor deeds. He wants all of us, and he wants our love, and he wants us totally. And so I think to start with the image, we know there's many graces coming from that image. And Jesus said, let every soul have access to it. So I would hand out Divine Mercy prayer cards and just talk about the love of God.
Well, well said. Hey, Doctor, I want to thank you for your time. I don't have a whole lot of time to take more calls, but if people want to follow you, I'm assuming Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy, they can check you out. And I hope you have a blessed blessed Feast of Divine Mercy. You and I will catch up again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you. It's Dr. Brian Thatcher, and you can check him out. Before I take a short pause here, I do want to just remind you quickly of something that I want you to have before we run out of time. Sunday, the Great Feast of Divine Mercy, Father Rocky and I will be having a special presentation for you. We'll pray the chapel live. We'll take your calls on that day. But also, if you want to learn more about the Feast of Mercy, I write about how, you know, the feast emerged from the depths of the Lord's heart and what he said to Faustina and how John Paul II made it an official feast day in the liturgical calendar. Well, we talk about the challenges that Faustina faced. In the book that I wrote on Divine Mercy, I not only focus on the Feast of Mercy, but on all these great treasures, the image, the chaplet, and so much more. If you don't have this book yet, do yourself a favor. Go to relevantradio.com. Sign up right now. It's free. We'll send it to you. No shipping, no handling. All right? There's nothing. We're not going to ask anything from you. No shipping, no handling. It is completely yours, free. No strings attached. So get it. Have somebody else get it. You know, if you already have a copy, then call someone else and say, why don't you get this for your spiritual library? It's going to be a great, great resource. Okay? RelevantRadio.com or the mobile app. And please share it with others. This is a devotion that is changing the world, and it is a devotion that I know that will change your life. I really believe that. And we'll also check it out. All right. I have to take a short pause. When we come back, looks like, I don't know whether it's saber rattling or something to be concerned about, China flexing its muscles around Taiwan, and then Russia, there's some buildups of military presence. Wait till you hear where this is happening.